From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The North Korean leader taunts the United States after his country's latest missile launch. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is boasting over his country's first successful test of what appears to be an intercontinental ballistic missile this past Tuesday. The regime's Korean Central News Agency reported that Kim told a group of scientists and technicians that the United States would be displeased to receive what he called a package of gifts as it celebrated its annual Independence Day holiday yesterday. North Korea launched a missile dubbed the Hwasong-14 Tuesday from an airport near its border with China. The North's Academy of Defense Science says the Hwasong-14 traveled 933 kilometers and reached an altitude of 2,802 kilometers. The missile splashed down in the Sea of Japan after a 39-minute flight. Based on analysis of the steeply angled trajectory the rocket followed, U.S. experts say the missile does appear to have a range that would enable it to reach Alaska. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson issued a statement confirming the North's missile test, which he says represents a new escalation of the threat to the United States, our allies and partners in the world. He says global action is needed to stop the threat posed by Pyongyang, and he says any nation that hosts North Korean guest workers, provides the North with economic or military benefits, or fails to carry out UN resolutions against Pyongyang is aiding and abetting a dangerous regime. A spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General issued a statement condemning Pyongyang, and the UN Security Council is set in an emergency meeting for this afternoon. And this is VOA News. President Trump is assailing China. Did that Wednesday for boosting its trade with...
Este es un avance informativo de La Voz de América. Desde Washington les informa Henry Llanos. La mayoría de los votantes estadounidenses aprueban la prohibición de viajes del presidente Donald Trump a visitantes de 6 países de mayoría musulmana, de acuerdo con una nueva encuesta realizada por Politico y Morning Consult. La medida prohíbe la emisión de nuevas visas a ciudadanos de Irán, Libia, Somalia, Sudán, Siria y Yemen por 90 días y suspende el programa de refugiados por 120 días. La encuesta encontró que el 60% de los votantes apoya la prohibición, mientras que solo el 28% se opone. La mayoría de los votantes republicanos, el 84%, apoya la prohibición, mientras que el 9% se opone. Un poco más del 40% de los demócratas aprueban la prohibición, mientras que el 46% se opone. Una mujer policía